painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, we visit with artist Lion Smith at his studio, the Lion Smith Art Gallery in downtown Winona. Lion has been creating artwork for over 20 years and says he can remember watching his father in the woodshop when he was 3 years old and learning some of his techniques. Lion's interest in art runs deep, and he uses a wide variety of techniques in his work. Today, we learn about how Lion views art, his personal techniques, and what has influenced his artwork on Artbeat.
I'm Lisa Ostrander, and today we're working on Artbeat, and this is Lion Smith of the Lion Smith Art Gallery.
I'm Lion Smith. I live in Winona, Minnesota, and I'm an artist and designer. Currently, I'm working on a couple different projects here. I got a woodblock print I'm making. This is kind of a full body torso of a female right here. And this is the original woodcut. Also, I got a project I'm working on for a church. This is a commission piece for the entrance to a church in Arcadia, Wisconsin. So I'm a sculptor. I got a background in architecture. I'm also a painter, and you know, I do all kinds of different forms of artwork.
What do you categorize your style as?
I think I'm all over the place. I go from like totally abstract paintings to skyscrapers, basically, to three-dimensional animations in CAD. I'm pretty much all over the map, I guess. Right now, I'm really getting into this woodblock printmaking. I like to wheat paste on walls. I've been creating sort of like a wallpaper type thing with my designs. I carve into the wood, and then I roll out the ink, and then press the paper down into the ink, and print comes out. And then I mix up something called wheat paste, which is basically just wheat flour, and you boil it in water, and you create like a solution that's sort of like a glue that you can paint on a wall, and then stick your print on there, and then you paint over it so it like seals it onto the wall. That's kind of something I'm working on right now.
Is this a technique that you learned somewhere, or?
I think I pretty much taught myself how to do it.
So where would you say that you discovered your talent for art?
I would say probably just when I was a little kid. My father was sculpting and making wood carvings and wood sculptures, and you know, I was probably like 3 or 4 years old, and I became interested in the tools. And I would sit on his carving bench and watch him work, and you know how kids are, they're kind of curious. I started picking up the tools, and I probably cut myself a few times. I basically became interested because my dad was an artist. I started working with him at a young age. A lot of your learning comes from yourself. I think it's, you know, you push yourself, you have interests, and you continue to pursue your interests. And, you know, I've gone from, I probably started off as a sculptor, but then I became more interested in painting and architecture. You know, I studied architecture in school, and then I did that for a career for the last, like, 12 years or so. And now I'm kind of getting back into artwork, and for some reason I've chosen woodblock printmaking at this moment, so I kind of like it.
So you talked a little bit about your architecture work. Where did you go to school for that? And
I studied at University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Then I started working in Colorado at an architecture firm, Berkovitz Design Architects, in Telluride, Colorado. And I worked there for a couple of years. Then I moved to New York City, and I got into 3D renderings and 3D animation and stuff. And I worked for a company that specialized in 3D renderings and animations for large-scale construction projects. Cool. I've done like football stadiums, skyscrapers, you know, whatever.
What gave you the initial interest in architecture as a professional?
I don't know. I would say sculpture probably helped out quite a bit with it. I think sculpture and architecture kind of go hand in hand. They're, mm-hmm. you know, both three-dimensional design practices or artistic practices that are very similar.
If you were not an artist, what do you think your profession would be?
I don't know, maybe a lawyer or something. Or
maybe architecture?
Well, I think I probably will always be doing architecture. Maybe not full-time, but I don't think I'll give that up. Engineering, maybe. Engineer. A chef. I like cooking a lot. I might be a chef. That'd be kind of fun. A farmer. I like growing vegetables and cooking with those.
What exactly do you try to capture in your artwork?
This weekend, I went to a farm over in Wisconsin with a buddy of mine, Ed Hoffman. He's also an artist. And we had kind of a barbecue, and we have kind of a plan where we meet up once in a while. Me and a couple other guys meet up and do something called plein air painting, just like a landscape, what you see. So it's like a French term called plein air painting. I went out to this farm, and I saw a barn and a nice landscape, and I painted that. So, you know, I'm kind of interested in capturing the rural aspects of this area through art.
Do you tend to search for inspiration, or does it find you?
It pretty much just finds me. I don't really. I guess when I was younger, I probably would search more for inspiration, but now I have no shortage of ideas or things that influence my artwork. You know, I could be influenced by, you know, by a log or by a tree or, you know, a picture. Or, you know, it all depends.
So would you say that the majority of your work then is through what you view? Do you tend to go out and sit someplace and paint what you see, or is it sometimes photographs or what you see in your head?
It's all varied, you know, varied and different. Different things inspire me. Sometimes I can be reading a book and see a picture of something and then be inspired by that and make a sculpture or a painting or something from that. This piece that I'm working on here is actually inspired by Andrew Wyeth drawing. So I was just looking at an Andrew Wyeth book last week, and I saw some of his Helga drawings, like pencil drawings of his subject, figure drawings, and I thought, hey, that'd be kind of a cool pose for a woodblock print. So, you know, I was inspired by that, but it's obviously very different from his drawings. I'd say this is much more abstract and expressionistic as opposed to his. His is more realistic, I would say, realistic life drawing.
What would you like people to take from your art?
Well, I think it all depends on the medium. I think my paintings are probably more literal. So I try to tell a story with my paintings, but my sculptures are all about like line and form and texture. So I think they're more open to interpretation. A woodblock print, I think, is kind of like, this is kind of a mysterious abstract idea, even though it's a figure, you know, it's kind of, it might leave the viewer questioning what is the feeling that this person is feeling in this piece of work. So, you know, each piece is very individual. It all depends on the style.
Where would you say you do the majority of your work?
Right now in this building, because I have a studio downstairs. This is like an art gallery up here. I teach classes here. I teach some sculpture classes. And I'm forming something called the Winona Academy of Fine Arts, which will offer a bunch of different classes by different specialists in you know, ceramics or weaving or painting. So that's kind of a nonprofit organization I'm setting up right now.
Okay. Is there any class that starts soon or that you would like to point out to those of the viewers that would be interested?
We have a puppet making class, which meets every Tuesday with Bob Armstrong. He's a local puppeteer that meets from 6 to 8:30 on every Tuesday, and it's open to the public. I think it costs $20, and he will teach you basically how to make a puppet in 2 hours. You can make a puppet that you can take home with you in 2 hours. Cool. And the idea is to get enough people where you can create puppets and then start working on a little play, you know, write a play and actually perform it. So that's a class we're offering right now. I'm doing a woodblock printmaking class and also a 3D sculpture class.
Have there been any life-changing events that affect your art?
Well, let's see, life-changing events. When I graduated from college, I moved to Japan about a year and a half, and I was a teacher there. I was also an artist, and I would say that, you know, the Japanese culture definitely influenced my art. I kind of went through a Japanese painting stage where I was painting geishas and scenes of temples and stuff like that. So if I did go to Japan, I would never have painted those things because we don't really see that in Minnesota. That was one thing. I guess having children probably has influenced some of my artwork. I've done a couple of woodblock prints of my kids, some sculptures, some paintings of them.
When you were traveling for a few years, was there a specific style that you used? Did you paint mostly, or was it a variety of techniques?
I used a variety of techniques. I traveled through Bali, Indonesia, which is kind of interesting because they have a lot of villages. Like, every town has a specialty. They have like a metal working village where they make jewelry or metal sculpture. They have painting villages, you know, where they have, you know, hundreds of people that do the same style of artwork, basically. And I was always kind of drawn towards the wood carving villages. So I spent time in Bali just carving and making sculpture in these compounds, I guess you would call them, working with like 30 or 40 different sculptors at a time. I did that also in Vietnam. So, you know, that was kind of one thing that I did while I traveled, which was kind of fun.
Have you ever sold anything that you regretted selling?
Well, I sold a painting that I did in Japan. I bought an old kimono, like a silk kimono, and then I stretched that out on a frame, and I painted a geisha figure modeled after a Utamaro, which is a famous printmaker in Japan. I kind of regret selling that piece because that's one of the only ones that I sold out of that series I did in Japan. I did probably 20 paintings. This is kind of a 4-foot by 4-foot painting I did, and that's the one I sold that I kind of wish I had back, but, you know, at the time I needed the money.
Do you have a favorite artist, and do you feel that there are any artists that have influenced your work?
Well, I think I have lots of favorite artists, you know, anywhere from Michelangelo to Banksy. I like pretty much all types of artwork. Even some kitschy stuff is kind of interesting. My favorite artist, though, ever? I don't know, I like Picasso a lot. I think he's a really great artist. Van Gogh, you know. I was just reading a book this morning about Max Beckmann. I really like German Expressionism from the late 1930s and early 1940s, where Hitler was persecuting all of these artists and kind of drove them out of Germany.
What is your favorite piece of work?
Well, I got so many favorites. It's hard to tell. Probably right now, this is my favorite. Probably the one I'm working on at the moment, because that's where my interest lies, and I'm trying to get those ideas out, so I have to continue to work on that piece. Show it some love.
Mm-hmm. Is that usually how it goes? Whatever you're working on tends to
work? Well, I don't know. Sometimes I hate working on a piece and I get sick of it and I just put it on the back burner. I have pieces that are unfinished, mm-hmm. definitely. Like, I start something. Sometimes I'll start something and I love it, but I just lose motivation. But maybe I can pick it up like 5 years later. Mm-hmm. So I think artwork has that ability. You know, you can work on something and then think about it for years at a time, and then slowly work on it, or maybe get a burst of energy and just finish the piece off.
Where do you feel art as a whole is going?
I think art will probably always be valuable, and I think that it's probably going a little more towards technology right now. I think it's becoming more incorporated with pop culture and, you know, the web. I think graphics and motion are probably one of the directions that it's going. But I think that traditional artwork will always be valuable. You know, people will always like paintings and sculptures, you know.
What is the purpose of the artist in society?
I think the artist is probably a storyteller. Each one has their own point of view that they'd like to get out there and tell a story to the viewer. I think it's important to have different perspectives from artists as opposed to just the popular media, because we all have, you know, every artist has their own story to tell.
Where do you feel that your artwork fits into that whole picture?
Well, I used to be a VJ. I used to be a video producer myself, so I used to make some really crazy abstract videos and project them with DJs or with bands, you know, as the backgrounds on a stage and stuff. So I've got quite a bit of experience making avant-garde videos and abstract videos and stuff like that. And I've also made some short films, and you know, I definitely like that kind of stuff.
Is there ever a piece of work that you have worked on and you wanted to live inside of it after it was done?
Well, I guess this building, probably. I look at this building as kind of a sculpture. You know, it's a combination of architecture and sculpture. And I actually live in this building, so I guess you could say I do live inside my own artwork. Mm-hmm. And it continues to evolve, and I continue to, you know, right now I'm pasting a bunch of wheat pastes in my kitchen. So it's like it's a canvas for me, basically. It's like a laboratory where I can test out my ideas and show them to the public. It's a workspace and a show space.
We would like to thank Lion Smith for inviting us into his art gallery in downtown Winona and for sharing with us his life experiences and interest in art. Be sure to stay tuned in for the next edition of Art Beat, Tuesdays at 12:30 on KQAL 89.5 FM Winona.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.